Activist minister backing Carmelo Anthony has dark, violent past. By Paul Bois on April 16, 2025. Dominique Alexander, a self-described minister and activist with a violent history, has thrown his weight behind Carmelo Anthony. The young teen accused of fatally stabbing fellow teen Austin Metcalf at a high school track meet. Alexander recently celebrated Anthony's release on bond via an X post, stating, "Carmelo Anthony is safe at home," framing it as a community victory. However, Alexander's extensive criminal history raises questions about his credibility as an advocate. In 2009, Alexander was arrested for causing serious bodily injury to a 2-year-old child, resulting in a subdural hemorrhage and retinal hemorrhages, injuries doctors attributed to abusive head trauma, according to the Dallas Observer. Alexander admitted to shaking the child but claimed the injuries were accidental. He faced a first-degree felony charge but avoided significant jail time through plea deals and probation. In 2016, he was sentenced to 5 years for probation violations, though he served only 8 days, according to the Dallas Express. In 2017, Alexander was indicted on felony theft charges related to a 2016 business dispute in Denton County. The charges were enhanced because of a previous conviction for forgery, the outlet reported. In 2019, Alexander was indicted for felony family violence after allegedly assaulting his partner, Kiara Saunders, though the charges were dropped when she declined to cooperate. Carmelo Anthony has since been charged with murder for the stabbing death of Austin Metcalf during a track meet in Frisco, Texas. The teen maintains that he stabbed Metcalf in self-defense following an altercation over a seating dispute. Per Fox News. An arrest report obtained by Fox News sheds new light on the pre-stabbing clash after Metcalf reportedly told Anthony that he needed to move out of the Memorial team's tent, a witness told Frisco police. The report noted that Anthony grabbed his bag, opened it and reached inside it and said, "Touch me and see what happens." Austin stood up and pushed the male to get him out of the tent, the arrest report said. In the next moment, the witness told police that Anthony reached into his bag and the male took a knife out of the bag and stabbed Austin. Anthony immediately fled the scene after stabbing the 17-year-old Metcalf once in the chest. Metcalf died in his twin brother, Hunter's, arms. "I was protecting myself," Anthony said. "He put his hands on me." Anthony immediately confessed to the stabbing when confronted by police. "I'm not alleged, I did it," he reportedly said, and asked officers if Metcalf was going to be okay. Hunter Metcalf, Austin's twin brother, recalled on the Will Cain show how his brother's soul seemed to leave his body at the time of his death. "I whipped my head around, and then all of a sudden I see him running down the bleachers just grabbing his chest. I put my hand on there, tried to make the bleeding stop, and I grabbed his head, and I looked in his eyes. I just saw his soul leave, and it took my soul, too," Hunter said. Paul Roland Bois directed the award-winning Christian tech thriller Exemplum, which has a 100% Rotten Tomatoes critic rating and can be viewed for free on YouTube, Tubi, or Fossum TV. "Better than Killers of the Flower Moon," wrote Mark Judge. "You haven't seen a story like this before," wrote Christian Toto. A high-quality, ad-free rental can also be streamed on Google Play, Vimeo On Demand, or YouTube Movies. Follow him on X at ProLand Films or Instagram at ProLand Films.